and she would put a flour sack over the top of it. Then the she'd buy flour in the flour sacks, and she would always save them and wash them and fold them up and have them in the kitchen. And I can see that crockery mixing bowl with that made-up flour in it, and then she'd spread that flour sack over the top of it and put it in the refrigerator, and then she'd get it out and let it rise. And oh, the aroma was wonderful. You could come in the house and it would have permeated the air of the house, and we would smell that homemade bread rising for days.
That's very good. What kind of stove did she cook on then?
She cooked on a wooden stove then.
Did you buy stove wood, or did family members chop stove wood? Or
no, we had to buy stove wood, and it was stored in the backyard in a shed. And every winter and every fall, Daddy would have to buy the stove wood, and the man would bring it on a wagon and unload it in the shed, and it lasted all winter. And we'd go out and gather the stove wood late in the afternoon and bring it in the house for the stove and for making fires in the fireplaces.
All right. Do you remember any other kinds of bread that was served in your home during your childhood? Home-cooked bread?
We had muffins, and they were cornmeal muffins, and then my mother made what she called a flour muffin, and it was made out of white flour.
Right.
And we had corn sticks, and she had what she called corn stick irons, and they were made out of, they looked like those black skillets, iron skillets that she cooked out of, and she would make up these corn sticks with corn meal,
mm-hmm.
And we always had those with vegetables, with beans and butter beans and corn.
Do you know any other names for bread made out of cornmeal?
Besides muffins,
mm-hmm.
and corn sticks. And
the shape of cornbread, does that have anything to do with what you call it? You mentioned the cornmeal muffin.
Yeah, and we had cornbread, and she did make up the cornbread, and then she would shape it in a pone,
mm-hmm.
and cook it.
Mm-hmm. Did she ever bake cornbread on top of the stove?
Yeah, she made what she called hoe cakes. And she had a griddle, like the griddle that you make pancakes on. And she used that to make these hoe cakes. And she would make up kind of a thin batter. It wasn't thick like the muffin batter and the
mm-hmm.
cornbread batter. It was thinner. And she'd fry these little hoe cakes on the griddle. And she would, they would just be kind of moon shaped, and she would let them brown on one side and flip them over and cook them on the other side, and then we'd put butter on the inside.
All right. How would you speak of bread that's made at home? And how would you speak of bread that's bought at the store? If you wanted to designate a difference in it to your family, we're going to have...
We would say we're going to have homemade bread and store-bought bread.
All right. Did your mother ever make donuts?
Yes, she made donuts.
What did you call them? Did you have any other names for it besides donuts?
No, they were just donuts.
Was that usually a special occasion, donut making, or was
yeah.
it something she did often?
Donuts, that was a special occasion. We didn't have them very often.
How about pancakes? Did you have anything that was similar to what we call